This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. They invade your home. They shout. They call names. They can be rude, spurious, even downright mean. And this time of year, they're everywhere. Political campaign ads. The ads often get so much grief, it can be hard to believe candidates keep producing them. But as the Massachusetts gubernatorial race heats up, there's a whole slew of them. Here to help dissect the newest crop of political ads is media analyst and BU professor John Carroll. John, thanks for being here.
Hi, Sasha.
John, let's go right to the source material. Deval Patrick released his second ad recently, so let's listen to that one.
We know that education makes a difference. And I know that not just as a policy matter, I know that from my own life. We have funded public schools at the highest level in the history of the Commonwealth. You've got other candidates in the race. They want to go in a different direction. But if we were to pursue their proposals, then a lot of that investment in education would go away. You know, if you're in the second or third grade, you don't get to sit out the second or third grade until the recession ends. Now's your time. And we've got to do right by those kids right now.
John, what we couldn't see was Deval talking to the camera, kids in the classroom. What do you think about that one?
I think Deval Patrick is trying to do two things with this ad and with his campaign in general. One is to shore up his base and make sure that Jill Stein doesn't take too many votes from him on the left. So I think he's trying to establish his credentials with the liberal base to say, you don't need to go to Jill Stein. I've got the kind of qualities that you're looking for. The other thing he's trying to do is to establish a difference in values between himself and Charlie Baker. I mean, he has used this phrased numerous times, a different set of values, and they would go in a different way. I mean, he's trying to make a very stark contrast between himself, who cares about people, which is the classic liberal stance, and Charlie Baker, who cares about numbers, which is the classic Republican stance.
You actually think Deval Patrick worries about Jill Stein poaching away votes?
I do. I think that if this is close enough, Jill Stein may get 3-4%. I mean, that's what she's on track for the polls. That could make the difference. She could be as influential in this as Tim Cahill could. So I think that he's worried about that. He doesn't want to lose his base. What happens in hard economic times is you have to make a lot of practical decisions. And a lot of times, as we see on the national level, you wind up disappointing the wings of the party because you can't be that far out. You can't afford to be that far out right now in the economic times in Massachusetts. So he's a little worried about defections, I think, and I think he'd rather not lose 3 or 4 points to Jill Stein.
So that ad is mainly about education, of course. We hear Patrick saying that he's funded public schools in Massachusetts at the highest level. Do you think that message about his commitment to education is compelling and persuasive enough to swing undecided voters his way?
I think the independent voter is going to be crucial in this election, as they are in most elections these days. I think education is really important to them. And I think that this is one of the sort of signature achievements of the Patrick administration, following up on signature achievements of previous administrations. I mean, this is a 17-year process of raising the quality of schools. So I think what he wants to do is make sure that one of these key concerns that the independents have is associated with him, that the success and the dedication and the commitment to education is associated with him and not with anyone else.
You said he's trying to differentiate himself from Baker and make Baker out as a numbers guy. Now, there is a number in that ad that we couldn't see since we only heard it. But flashing across the screen during the ad was a line claiming that Charlie Baker and Tim Cahill would cut up to $2 billion from education funding. Is that an accurate claim?
I have no idea. There is going to be a shortfall next year. We know that. And if one of the ballot initiatives passes and cuts the sales tax, it's going to be a really big shortfall. But we're looking probably at a $2.5 billion shortfall. Now, where that's going to come from as far as if Baker or Cahill were governor, I think Deval Patrick is sort of stretching the crystal ball a little bit here, because I'm not sure you can say all of that money is going to come out of education. I mean, it's all going to come out of something, but not necessarily education.
In that ad, which is mostly about education, as we've talked about, Patrick also squeezes in a quick mention of the recession at the end. He says, you don't get to sit out the second or third grade until the recession ends. Is that an effective little twofer by getting the recession in there, or is it too quick and does it just go over everyone's heads?
No, I think it's a dig at Baker as much as anything else. It's that, you know, you can't abandon these kids. And these kids, as much as you look and say, we have to make hard choices, you know, these kids are the victims of those choices. So I think what he's trying to say is, you know, I will stick by this group. I won't let them be just another line item in the budget.
Okay, that was Deval Patrick's ad. Now let's hear Charlie Baker's latest ad.
4 years ago, they promised hope and change. Instead, we got tax increases and record unemployment. Now they want 4 more years to get it right? Charlie Baker, the leader who saved Harvard Pilgrim from bankruptcy. Today, Baker runs for governor with a real plan to create jobs, repeal their tax hikes, reduce business costs, end job-crushing regulations.
We think it's about the people who pay the bills. We think it's about creating a climate where businesses in Massachusetts can compete and win with other states.
So John Baker goes straight for jobs, which a recent Globe survey said is the number one issue for the majority of voters. Do you like that one?
I think that he's doing two things here. One is the answer to every question for Charlie Baker is jobs. So that's one thing. But he's also, in the beginning, you notice, he's trying to tie Deval Patrick and Tim Cahill together. And he's been doing this consistently since the campaign started really taking focus. And I think that this works to his advantage if the voters will buy it, because what it says is, you know, you've got these two guys who represent the past and one guy who represents the future. I mean, this is trying to marginalize Tim Cahill in as successful a way as he possibly can. So what he's trying to do is say, Cahill's not an alternative to me. Cahill is part of the Patrick administration. So what you want to do is to be looking to the future, not the past. So there's that. And the focus on jobs, I think, is smart on his part. But it also gives the opening for Patrick to say, you know, this guy is just about jobs. He's not about anything else.
John, you made a reference to if the voters will buy it. Well, in that ad, Baker says that under Patrick's leadership, Massachusetts wound up with record unemployment. Is it fair to put responsibility for the whole recession on Patrick, or are voters not going to buy that?
No, I think it's not fair to put the whole burden on Patrick. However, Deval Patrick is going around and saying, we're coming out of this recession faster than anybody else. So if he wants credit for that, then I think he's got to take the hit for where we started from and where we're coming out of. I don't think anybody would blame Deval Patrick. I mean, they don't even blame Barack Obama. So I don't think they would blame him necessarily. But I think he does leave himself open for this kind of a counter thrust.
So this Baker ad we just heard focused on jobs. The Patrick ad we heard earlier focused on education. Do you think Baker's focus on jobs in his ad is a more winning campaign strategy than Patrick's focus on education?
I think it could be. I think that enough people are hurting that there's a lot of self-interest in this race, and a lot of people saying, what are you going to do for me? And I think that's what Deval Patrick is trying to sell is, you know, open your eyes a little bit wider. Charlie Baker is saying, I'm going to come and I'm going to take care of you. I'm not going to get sidetracked by all these touchy-feely issues that the Democrats always go running off to address. I'm going to go to the heart of the matter, which is we need jobs. And he's very much sort of dedicated to contrasting Massachusetts with New Hampshire. And he keeps saying, New Hampshire is open for business, you know, and we don't seem to be open for business. So it's not just we need to shrink the unemployment rate, but we've got to change the way we do business. And the regulatory part of Massachusetts is something that he's also hitting on. And going after red tape is always a winning strategy.
Okay, on to Tim Cahill. This is his latest ad.
Having owned a restaurant for 12 years has taught me a few things. You see a tomato, I see a profit. You see a back door, I see a place profits can go.
I learned it's the small things that add up. So as your state treasurer, I guided the pension fund and ran one of the best lotteries in the country. As governor, I'll treat your tax dollars with the same respect I paid my customers.
Tim Cahill, a different direction for different results.
Now, what we didn't hear was at the end, we see this picture of Cahill in this sort of restaurant prep area, and a cook is slicing tomatoes, and the cook has thrown away the top of a tomato, and Tim says, why are you wasting this, trying to get across the idea that he's going to make the most of everything we have. What do you think of this one?
I think that this is an attempt for him to say that, you know, I'm at a third way here, that I am not associated with Deval Patrick. I'm not tied to Deval Patrick at the hip. I think that one of the problems he's had all along is he hasn't really been able to establish a rationale for going independent. I mean, he's tried a couple of ads that he said, well, you know, Deval Patrick raised taxes without asking anybody's permission, so I had to leave the party. And then he had a spot with his daughters sort of saying, you know, when a party acts, people act badly in a party, you have to leave the party, that kind of thing. I just don't think that the public has seen a real strong reason for him to be there as an independent. So that's one thing. But I think what he's trying trying to do is to say there's two traditional ways that government goes about its business, the Republican and the Democrat, and I've got a third way here.
So do you think this ad actually finally does help him establish his rationale for going independent?
No, I don't, actually. I don't think it does. And I think what it does is it muddies the waters a little bit. I mean, it's a gimmick that is actually too prominent in the ad, I think. I'm not in the business of remaking ads for people, but I think that, the restaurant thing, I've got the successful recipe for turning the state around. I mean, that whole thing, I think, played out a little too long. I think there was business he could have gotten done that he didn't.
Well, on the restaurant note, so he opens up the ad by saying he ran a restaurant for 12 years. Do you think people want that as a job credential for their governor? Or are some people going to find that off-putting? Or will they actually think he understands business because he was a small businessman?
Or there's a possibility that there are openings at Olive Garden and he wants to position himself for that as a fallback. I don't know. I think that what he wants to do is be the regular guy, but also the guy who has had the real-life experience. When you look at Charlie Baker, head of Harvard Pilgrim, you look at Deval Patrick, who was a corporate lawyer, worked for Coca-Cola. I mean, Tim Cahill is saying, I'm close to the ground. I'm one of the people who has to deal with these kind of economic problems. Charlie Baker and Deval Patrick are both rich men. So I think that that's the attempt he's making.
Now, the candidates aren't the only ones releasing ads in this race. We've also got some big outside spenders on the airwaves. And one is this attack ad on Patrick by the Republican Governors Association.
We had high hopes for Deval Patrick, but he hasn't delivered. Taxes needed to be lowered. Patrick raised them. Jobs needed to be created, but unemployment, highest in decades. Corruption and spending needed to be controlled. Yet Patrick made up new jobs for political cronies and spent lavishly on his own office. It's disappointing. But for Massachusetts to move forward, we need to break from the past.
Okay, we've got the familiar ominous tone. There was this stark gray background. We've seen these types of ads before, and I'm wondering, do we see them because they tend to work, or are people sick of the sort of deep, dark bad guy ads?
Yeah, I think this one has a different wrinkle. This is the most disappointed mom in the universe. And, you get to the end of this ad and you think, Deval is so grounded. She did everything but use his middle name. And so... what happens is this is a scolding for Deval Patrick and the people who had high hopes for him. I don't think Charlie Baker had high hopes for Deval Patrick, and I don't think the Republican Governors Association had high hopes for Deval Patrick. But what this is a way to try to stick a lot of really familiar negatives. And the imagery that they use, the for sale sign, the chain link fence, that at one point there are people surreptitiously passing wads of cash to each other. All of that adds up to this sort of a person who's not worthy of the office. And so he had his chance, he didn't get the job done, and now it's time to turn in a new direction.
Is that line about high hopes a dig at Obama?
Absolutely, but it's also a dig at Deval from 2006. I mean, that's what he ran on as well. So I think what you're doing is this is the softest spoken aggressive ad you'll probably see this year. And I think this shows a classic division of labor here. The parties are doing the heavy lifting so the candidates can sort of be a little more uplifting.
Now, the allegations in that Republican Governors Association ad are pretty strong. Mm. The voiceover talks about political cronies, and what we would have seen if we could see it on the radio is a stack of dollar bills being passed from palm to palm, literal palm greasing. What's the accuracy quotient on that one?
Well, I mean, even Deval Patrick admits that in one case he created a job for a political supporter, and he shouldn't have, and he has freely admitted that. That doesn't mean he didn't do it.
That's the $175,000 job
for Marion Walsh, right? So that leaves him vulnerable there. I think the imagery that he's using is a little that the Republican Governors Association is using is a little heavy-handed, but politics ain't beanbag. So these things are going to happen.
There's also a new player in this year's race. It's an independent Democratic group called Bay State Future, and it has ties to the Democratic Governors Association. Here's that group's ad going after Baker.
Worried about jobs? Well, Charlie Baker favors tax loopholes that encourage corporations to ship our jobs overseas. He even signed a pledge to protect those loopholes. So if Charlie Baker gets his way, goodbye jobs. Auf Wiedersehen. Bon voyage.
John, what do you think of that one?
I think this is totally through the looking glass. What happens is Charlie Baker says the answer to everything is jobs, so the Democratic Governors Association decides we're going to hit them on jobs. So they've set up a website, goodbyejobs.org, and they're trying to use his strength. This is like jujitsu. You know, you use your opponent's strength to try to defeat him. And so they picked out this one instance where he seems to have supported something that wound up with jobs outsourced, and he sent some jobs out of state, not out of the U.S. But they have this boat sailing off as if it's going across to
some country where they speak something different than we do.
Exactly. So I think that there's exaggeration, but again, I mean, that's what political advertising is about. It's about, you know, what line can you go up to without crossing that keeps you credible with the public.
Do you think these ads by outside groups influence people's votes?
I think they do. I think one of the things that this sort of high wire act that candidates get involved in is they don't want any backlash from these ads. And so they try to keep separate from them. But I think in the public eye, the Republican Governors Association ad is an ad for Charlie Baker. And I don't think the public cuts it as fine as the politicians would like them to. So I think that they're effective in a way of softening up the candidate for the subsequent ads that come from Charlie Baker or Deval Patrick.
John Carroll, thanks for the ad critique.
Thanks for having me here.
John Carroll is a media analyst and a professor at Boston University, and he blogs at campaignoutsider.com.